There's a lot at stake in this year's Senate elections. Republicans are eager to regain the majority they held for a few months after the 2000 presidential election, until Vermont Senator Jim Jeffords left the party to become an independent, giving Democrats a one-seat majority. Republicans are optimistic about their chances, thanks in part to President Bush's popularity. Republicans must defend 20 of the 34 Senate seats on the ballot this fall. Traditionally, the party in control of the White House usually loses seats in Congress during midterm elections. Two of the people most involved in this year's campaigns are Tennessee Senator Bill Frist, who heads the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and Washington Senator Patty Murray, who chairs the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. Murray says the Democrats need to maintain their majority in the Senate to keep balance in Washington.
I think there is an incredible difference right now in who controls the Senate, particularly since the White House is Republican and the House is Republican. Having a Democratic Senate now with a majority allows there to be a check and balance and a discussion and a debate on the issues that may not be there if all three are controlled by the same party. So, it makes a difference who's in charge.
I think it does matter in terms of party, in terms of leadership in the United States Senate. And the focus very much is in the Senate. Today, there's been a lot of obstruction. The American people want to follow this president. They want to fulfill his priorities, whether it is in jobs or education or support of our defense. We cannot do that if there's obstruction in the United States Senate. The Democratic leadership now try and put forth things like, no, we're not for tax relief, or we'll look at issues like Enron and then we'll pull back because it just does not stick. Or if we do what Senator Daschle did a few weeks ago and question the president's initiatives in the war, it's not what Americans want. With Republican leadership, they will see this agenda, this vision of the president of the United States fulfilled.
The president's leadership in the war is going to be an issue for you in
The president's leadership for war is not going to be an issue for Democrats or Republicans in this election at all. The Democrats have stood firmly behind the president in his efforts in the war on terrorism. And I think in the Senate, we saw that after 9/11, where Democrats and Republicans came together to quickly pass a resolution in support of the president to provide the funds that are necessary and to move forward. Senator Daschle is not saying we should change directions. He never said that. Democrats don't say that. What we do say is that we are spending a tremendous amount of money and ask the people who protect the purse of the United States, we need to say, where is our money being spent, and ask those questions. I think that's perfectly legitimate, and certainly taxpayers want us to ask that. And I am certain once the questions are asked and answered, we will be together in pursuing this war.
The president still enjoys an enormous popularity in the polls. Are you even going to mention his name in this campaign?
Well, certainly many of our candidates who are up for election have voted with the president numerous times when it comes to the war, when it comes to many of the issues that he's put forward. But there are differences between the two parties when it comes to the economics of this country, when it comes to health care, on pension protection, on privatization of Social Security. There are huge differences in the parties. On the priorities that we put into the budget, there are big differences between the parties. And those are the issues that I think will decide the elections.
Senator Frist, it's been 8 years since Republicans had a net gain in their Senate seats. Why do you think it might happen this year?
I think it will happen this year. The Senate's going to be close, and I think both Patty and I know that there's likely to be a one-seat margin, maybe two, at the end of this election. I'm not overly confident, but the reason why I think that Republicans will retake the majority is because of geography, and it's almost like real estate this time around. It's location, location, location. And if you look at where the, say, top 10 or 15 or 16 races are, they happen to be in states this time around, which are states very pro-Bush. The constituency wants to follow President George W. Bush. And I think the real challenge with the Democrat caucus is that they are not there. these candidates are going to have to run with President Bush, but obviously that distinction we're going to draw, that they're not with President Bush. And with that geography, I think we have an inherent advantage as we go forward, and that is one of the underlying fundamentals as to why we can win these races.
How's that geography look to you,
well,
Senator Burke?
Well, 2 points here, I think. Geography is one. The second one is pro-Bush states. I think it's important for all of us to remember that there were two gubernatorial races in November. Both of them were won by Democrats, even when Bush's ratings were as high as they could have been. One in Virginia, of course, and one in New Jersey, and numerous mayoral races won by Democrats at the same time. I don't think the Bush coattails are that long. I think people really do look at the issues at home. Our incumbents, if we keep every one of them, and I do believe we will still be in the majority.
Do you fear a backlash if the party runs against the president?
Party's not going to run against the president. These races are based on issues that are important in those states. The American public looks at where we are in the war on terrorism. They don't hear divisiveness there, so that is not an issue in their minds when it comes to the election. What they're looking for when they elect a United States senator is somebody who understands what they're going through at home and is going to help make their life better.
On what issues do you think the Democrats are vulnerable?
Well, you know, I tend to agree with Patty that people are going to look at what affects their everyday lives most directly. And I'm not sure we're going to see national issues out there over the next 230 days. But where the president will have a real impact, I think, is his support of defense, his support of the military, his support of the war on terrorism. And I agree that we've come together as a Congress to support that. But when the budget, the Democratic budget, really cuts off any of the president's planned funding after 2 years, pulling back, that makes a huge statement to the American people.
I need to correct one thing that Senator Frist said in terms of the defense budget that the Democrats will put out. What we do is fully fund the president's request for 2003 and 2004 in terms of the war on terrorism. And what we do for the next 8 years, we put into reserve the funds that he has requested for defense. If they need to be used for defense, they will be used for that. If they don't, they will be put into debt reduction, which I think is also a high priority for this country.
Washington Senator Patty Murray, head of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and Tennessee Senator Bill Frist, head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee.